From Long Ashton is a money expert and independent financial advisor. David, morning to you.
Good morning, Emma.
So we've had the new fiver, now it's the tenner's turn. I call them plastic, but the Bank of England say polymer.
Yes, polymer, Emma. You've got to get the
same difference
term.
Isn't it?
Well, slightly. We could be a little while talking about the difference between
plastic
and polymer,
but let's not do that. Very exciting. What's different compared to the old one, then, apart from the feel of it?
Well, much like what we can buy with a pound, it's now 15% smaller note we're getting now, rather than the old one with Charles Darwin on. But lots of security features. So if you're a notophilist, which is somebody who's into their bank notes and collecting notes and studying notes, then it's a real red letter day. It's a fantastic day. But yes, there's about a dozen different security features. And for the first time, the features raised dots so that the visually impaired or the blind, they can differentiate between that and another note. So that's a unique feature today.
Now, the fact is Jane Austen is a big deal for Bath, but Bath itself, I don't think, features anywhere on the note, does it?
Well, the closest we've got is Winchester Cathedral, where Jane Austen is buried. So that's about as close as we get.
All right, OK. So what about our old paper tenors then, David? When do we need to start spending them?
Well, you've got a little while, so don't worry too much. Basically, spring 2018 is when the note goes out of circulation.
OK, so you can still use them by then. I haven't had an old £5 note come past my purse for a long, long time. They seem to have disappeared quite quickly.
They have indeed, yes. So if you remember, they were removed from circulation back in May this year. And if you do find one down the back of the sofa, then you can take it to the Bank of England and you can still exchange it there.
And it's weird, though, because the fact is, the minute it gets back into the bank's hands, they'll take them out of circulation, won't they? That's why we're not seeing them now, is that
correct?
Right?
Correct, yes.
OK. And why are they doing this? Remind us, not just to annoy people, because I know a lot of people aren't a fan of the plastic. I quite like them because they look clean. But why are they replacing all our notes?
Well, it sounds like a political party manifesto, but they're saying it's cleaner, safer and stronger. So they'll last an awful lot longer, probably about double the length of the time that the old paper notes would last. And also the security features as well. They're very much into making sure that the note you are given, that you're spending, is a genuine one.
And will they do the 20 next?
They will, yes. We've got a little wait for that one. 2020, we've got to wait until then. So a little bit of a time to wait. But we've got the artist Turner on the back of that one next.
I'll talk to you in 3 years then. Oh, no, I'm sure I'll find an excuse to talk to you before then, David.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much, money expert and independent financial advisor David Milne from Long Ashton on the new £10 note featuring our very own Jane Austen from Bath.